AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Pentagon's top officials say the fragile Iran war ceasefire is holding, even as the U.S. tries to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration's attempt to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is testing the Iran war's fragile ceasefire, but the U.S. says it's holding. Iran has taken aggressive actions against both U.S. Navy and commercial vessels in the strait.
All below the threshold of restarting major combat operations.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane alongside Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
No, the ceasefire is not over.
Saying the U.S. expected some churn while starting the mission to open the strait. He'd like it to be a peaceful operation.
But are locked and loaded to defend our people, our ships, our aircraft, and this mission without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran has denounced the U.S. effort to force open the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping as a ceasefire violation. The U.S. stock market is ticking toward records after an easing of oil prices left Wall Street turn its focus back to the big profits that companies keep producing. Brent crude fell 2.2%. Nearly 150 people aboard a cruise ship off the coast of Cape Verde have been mostly confined to their cabins, according to footage obtained by the Associated Press. Three passengers have died and at least four others have fallen ill in a suspected hantavirus outbreak. The MV Hondius has been waiting for help after authorities on the island of Cape Verde refused to allow passengers to disembark, citing public health concerns. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the Met Gala, the celebrities, the clothes, and the Amazon controversy.
Kimberly!
Beyonce, Bezos, baubles, and bustiers. The Met Gala Monday night had it all. The theme, fashion is art, celebs coming to impress. B in a crystal skeleton dress, Heidi Klum as a marble statue, Eileen Gu in 15,000 glass balls, Kim Kardashian in an orange sculpted metallic bodysuit. Before the event even began, there was controversy. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and wife Lauren Sanchez Bezos, who wore a toned-down Schiaparelli gown, were the sponsors, drawing protest and criticism, including from an activist group posting anti-billionaire messages. Mayor Mamdani, unlike his predecessor, not attending, instead promoting garment workers in the city. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.